Thanos regime out there. I guess the situation, as I understand, is that designing the production and the mission and all that sort of stuff, in the context is the setting of LANL, that it's a pretty complicated site. It's analogous to putting an apartment building in New York City, okay? It's the whole traffic control, infrastructure integration. PF4 is not the biggest place on Earth. There's a lot of ongoing activities. So the integration of this scaled-up mission within the site, particularly within PF4, is where the complexity is going to really come into play, in my mind. Because really scaling up, you know, and that infrastructure, you touch on access control, you know, hazard ops, the whole nine, security assessments, new portal security assessments, you know, the whole nine. That's the complexity, and it's not yet defined. So it's the setting, I think, is going to be the real complexity going forward in integrating that into PF4.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say that we're going to need to do similar things to Savannah River, and we're going to request funding for something. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, you know, let's kind of just step back for a minute. We took on some risk by splitting this mission into two sites, but we did it because we think it's the right thing to do. It's the right way to get to 80 pits. You know, DOD is on board with us, and basically, I mean, there's going to be stuff that needs to be done at LANL, and we're going to fight equally hard for the money that needs to make stuff happen at Savannah River, and we hope that the Congress sees the wisdom of, you know, funding both of them, because that's what it's going to take to get the job done.
I would just say that the characteristics of both sites are different. I mean, LANL is in the pit business now, and you're going to scale up, and that's why that budget line is being sustained by the Congress. Okay, I got to keep that going, and there's a little bit of foot drag, and as you mentioned, about to kind of get those reports in to lower the ball, and you got a Democratic House and a Republican Senate and that sort of stuff. So it's got ongoing activities, but a lot of space in a MOX facility. So we got to put this mission inside this monster on a very large site, and then you got to expand the mission at LANL, which has ongoing activities, okay, in pits, but also other activities on a pretty complicated multi-mission crowded site. So right now I see LANL as kind of the lead, okay, with the follow on, because Savannah River isn't as developed as LANL, obviously.
Yeah, and so exactly.
Staging that in, doing the balancing, I think is what I'm hearing you say, but they both have different unique problems.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I think that's a perfect articulation.
Yeah, but we recognize that, and that's, you know, we will request funding that's commensurate with what the needs to get the job done at both places.
A question for you that comes to mind. I've had occasion to look at the recent GAO report, and it was talking about plutonium oxide and NNSA's. I said they either don't have, or it's still as cloudy as to production of plutonium metal oxides after 2025. Dave, you probably know better than anybody. Can you share with us what the plans are? Because, you know, the oxide, I guess, is part of the DOD program, and I'm trying to find out who's got the priority on it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the GAO, you know, appropriately noted that we've got a lot of stuff we're trying to shoehorn into PF4, right? I mean, we've got a lot of work to do, and we got to figure out how to get it done, and we've got, you know, in some respects, some competing interests for space, and, you know, I don't think that we have a clear vision of how we're going to get up to 1.5 metric tons of throughput for the SPD mission right now, but we're continuing to work on it. I don't think that we're working closely with between the NA20 people or the non-pro people and the DP people to make sure we maximize the needs for both pits and the SPD program.
Okay, so that's a variable then. We're still waiting. Everybody's looking to see what the net result of the balancing act will be then.
Yeah, Yeah, we need to stay closely lined up. We have two extremely important missions and commitments to get something done for Pitts and to get stuff, the material out of South Carolina, and we're going to have to figure out how to do both.
So out at the Los Alamos, to do the 30 pits, is there going to be a corresponding redundant system in addition to the one that's operational, or how will you assure that, how will you improve the probability of continuous production?
Yeah, actually that helps clarify your, I wasn't sure what you were asking regarding redundancy. So there are, I guess I'd preface this with the equipment set for planning to install in PF4 will produce 30 pits per year at 90% confidence, meaning 9 out of 10 years you will be making 30 pits per year, and that's based on, you know, modeling from their previous pit production campaign, understanding equipment failures and downtime for maintenance and things you have to build in to say, okay, look, I know, you know, I might need one piece of this type of equipment, but in another part of the flow sheet I don't need two or three, right, to offset some of that downtime. So in terms of, and I will say that, you know, the 90% competence mentality is something we're carrying forward to Savannah River's design as well. So there is some redundancy to make sure we can get that 90% competence, but it's based on our production modeling and understanding of